Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Sit over there. You can throw the headphones on and listen to Rager. Or not listen to him. You probably listen to him too much.
No, we listen to it every morning, believe it or not. Half the times I'm out at the golf course, golfing and listening to me through ear pods.
Yeah, she lives in Wrigleyville right now.
Oh, in Chicago?
Yeah. I
used to work for who?
Chicago Cubs organization.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How long was that?
In the 90s.
Wow, I was bartending.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And that's an interesting intro as we have Wild Bill Soros and his beautiful wife Deanna here. And I'm introducing them. We're doing a little bios. And then Big Ed, thank God he gave me a little quick text, folks. And we are on the air and we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Across from Tropicana Field, where today at 4:10, it will be the White Sox against the Rays, and we'll talk about that in the next show at noon, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Exciting night last night over at Tropicana Field, a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth, and Brandon Lau with a two-run dinger to come back from a 7-5 deficit against the Chicago White Sox and maintain that flawless 11-0 record at the Trop. Exciting times on that side. Exciting times all the time on the Tee Florida. Of course, today we'll talk a little bit of the Chevron and our own Bradenton's Nelly Korda. She's two off the pace. You've got the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, and John and I'll talk about that. The interesting duo that they put together that was not a success, and that is John Daly and David Duval. Those poor dudes talk about hacking it up at that level. And the invitations, because the Zurich Classic is not what it used to be, unfortunately. A great event, and it's team play these days. And then we'll talk about the seniors, my favorite, the Club Core Classic, and you've got a handful of recognizable names on that leaderboard. And then I hope that John Rager's on his A game and he can bring us, since he is the LIV correspondent for On the Tee Florida, that he can bring us that LIV update from down under in Australia, where the crowds have been incredible. Of course, Greg Norman's home country, and he is the founder of LIV, so they better show up. He probably paid people to show up, but about 25,000 strong on a small track, so it looks like there's about 50,000 of them attending that event. Good morning, my man, John Rager, live from Crescent Beach, Florida, and we've got some visitors down here. We're perched on the back overlooking the Trop this morning. Nice, cool breeze, supported by a couple of diesel engine fans, and it's pretty comfortable here. What's going on, brother?
Hey, it's just great to talk golf again, especially with our special guest with Dr. Stroh and his lovely wife, Deanna. Now, you know, we talk a lot about Wild Bill Stroh, and now people, our listeners out there, actually get to hear that it's actually a real human being. It's actually a real-life character, and a character that he really is. So we're learning a little bit more about him today, and he's going to talk a little bit about backyard golf. We're going to talk a little bit about the Wild Bill golf weather, how the origins of PGA came about, and a lot of other fun topics. So looking forward to our special guest today on the radio. And if you want to just jump right in the leaderboard, you want to start with the ladies first there?
Since it's a major, and let's talk about it. And unfortunately, the passing of the Dinah Shore tradition, the 50 years of tradition in golf as it moved to Texas. You know, life's about change, and unfortunately this is one of them that I don't embrace. And I don't think they'll be jumping in that pond that may be snake-infested and a gator or two after their victory as they used to on the West Coast.
Well, they're playing this tournament at TPC Woodlands, which has hosted PGA Tour events in the past. And that's near Houston, Texas. And Houston, Texas has about the same weather conditions as the Tampa Bay area has. It has a lot of humidity. It does have a lot of gators. It does have a lot of swampland. And they did build a dock onto the last hole where there is some water. So a couple of the gals said if they win, they will jump in. For listeners out there, this tournament, they call it the Chevron Tournament, but it was started out as the Bisco Dinah Shore Classic. Dinah Shore was a famous Hollywood actress and television personality, and she lent her name to this tournament 50 years ago, and it became what they called the Ladies Major. It was held in Palm Springs, Mission Hills out there, and it was just a community event that drew into a major, and they started a tradition where if you won the tournament, you would jump into the pond with your caddy and whoever else. And then they actually had special bathrobes and stuff they would give them once they got out of the water. It was a great tradition. But the Ladies Tour has trouble with major championships being a tradition, unlike the Men's Tour. But, there is the U.S. Women's Open, the PGA Women's Championship, and the Women's British Open. So that's, those are three major championships. But here on the tour, they actually have two more major championships, and this one certainly is one of them that they call major. But when they moved it from Palm Springs, it kind of lost its whole tradition. And then in the spirit of corporate sponsorship these days, Chevron's sponsoring it, which is wonderful, and they're providing a giant purse. But it's just, it's generic. It's like, what is the Chevron Championship? It's an oil company, we're going to win a year's free gasoline, if you make a hole-in-one or something. So with that, but the field is major, and the major championships are there. And A-Lim Kim, who won the U.S. Women's Open this past year from South Korea, is leading the tournament. Yes, but Nellie Korda from just right down the road in Sarasota, is only a couple shots back. But there they are, TPC Woodlands, just outside Houston, Texas. And if you want to watch it, the Golf Channel's covering it, and so is NBC. And they moved this tournament away, obviously, from the Masters, too. It was always held like a week before the Masters or a week after the Masters, and it just didn't have any thunder. So good TV slot, major championship. It's going to be worthwhile to give it a viewing this afternoon.
Well, that Champions Tour, of course, the Club Court Classic. Mark Hensby is on top at 9-under, followed by LeBritz, 6-under. Alex Cheka, 5-under. Dickie Pride, 5-under, as well as Kirk Treywick. Retief Goosen, 4-under. David Toms, 4-under. Just a handful of the names. And while we talk in Champions Tour, let's go back and talk about the little tidbit I gave in the opening of the show. And that was John Daly and David Duval hacking it up down there at the Zurich Classic. You almost had to feel sorry for him. They opened up with a 75, and this is team play. And then they shot an 83, which is the highest score in the history of the tournament. And, Duval doesn't play that often. He still has his responsibilities on the big screen from time to time. And JD's been struggling with health issues. They're a great draw, but I think this might be the last time that the Zurich Classic reaches that far to fill a field.
Well, actually, it was entertaining to at least have them out there. For our listeners out there, just to know how the format of this tournament goes, it's a two-man team tournament. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay are the defending champions, and they're playing well again this year. It's four rounds. What they do is they take 160 players. And they tee them off. They do front and back, and then they cut down the low 80 teams. So to get that many players in a PGA Tour event, you have to go way, way, way down the money list. And it's not an elevated event. So what happens is it's just a normal tour event. Hey, there's $8.5 million in the prize pool. But last year, and the reason why they invited Daly and Duval, last year Jay Haas played in it with his nephew Bill, and he was actually the oldest player to make the cut in a PGA Tour event. At that time, he's 68 years old. So they gave it a whirl with the senior players. Now, they could have gone to the Corn Ferry Tour, given out a few exemptions, and, brought in a couple of younger players. But, actually for the fans and things like that, it was fun to see those two guys out there. I'm sure they're not playing again next year. But look for a couple more seniors, maybe a couple of younger guys like Zach Johnson and Steve Stricker or somebody like that, some younger seniors to go out there and compete. But the format is it's foursomes and four balls. And to distinguish what that is, a foursome is where you play alternate shots. Basically, that's what it is. Somebody tees off, and the next guy plays the next shot, and you continue that so you hole out the ball. And what you do, you decide on the first tee what even holes that somebody tees off on, what odd holes somebody tees off on. And then they play four ball, which is kind of confusing in the rules of golf. Well, a foursome is alternate shot, but the four ball is where the two players play their own ball, and they take the lowest score in each hole. So the Thursday round, Friday round was foursome, four ball, and then now Saturday and Sunday they had the cut. Today they play four ball, and then foursome, the alternate shot format, is going to be played Sunday, and that's a very, very difficult format. In fact, in the club business, as a club professional, you would have a couples four ball, and we would actually turn it into a foursome where you play alternate shots. And the name of that tournament aptly became the Divorce Open.
Divorce Open?
Divorce Open, when you have a husband and wife and go out there and have to play alternate shot on the golf course. They start nicknaming these tournaments Divorce Open.
Well, I know that I've had several of those, and I don't think that I could golf with either one of them. He's John Rager. He's up at Crescent Beach, Florida. He's our PGA of America teaching professional. Those leaderboards are brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. And I do have the LIV here, and then we're going to talk to Eric Barnhart. He's on hold. We'll be talking Fairway Social Golf and BoomingBelts.com. But I tell you what, Taylor Gooch, the American, is destroying the field over there in Australia. Well, yeah, he's at 20 under. Louis Oosthuizen is 10 back, along with Brooks Koepka, Pat Perez, Charles Schwartzel, and Lefty is an eighth at nine under. And apparently, these guys are waking up after their appearance in the Masters and playing some golf that represents the kind of game they have. And I'm sure Norman may have put a little bug in their ear, John, and said, "Listen, boys, you're coming back to my home country. We've got galleries, and we've got people excited about the product. Cam Smith, one of the top 10 in the world, is an Aussie. Let's put on a show," and they certainly appear that they are.
Well, they have put on a show at Adelaide Golf Club down in Adelaide, Australia, and it's very, very well attended. I know that's difficult to watch on television because it comes on like 10 o'clock at night because of the time difference, and by the time you wake up tomorrow morning, the tournament will be over. 20 under par for two rounds. I had to double check it. I thought maybe it was a typo. But he's 10 shots ahead, and because it's a 54-hole format, somebody's got to make 10 shots up on him. He shot even par. Somebody would have to go out and shoot 62, which would be pretty tough to beat him. So if he could just go out there and limp around a couple under par, you know, he's a shoo-in to win the $6 million first-place prize. And I can tell you that down in Australia, they've decided to set up a party hole, just very similar to the TPC Scottsdale and the Waste Management Open. They have their own party hole, has the DJ, they have walk-up music. They've actually taken it to the next level above the party hole, I think, at the Waste Management. But parties aren't made without a lot of people hanging out and having a good time. And from what I've seen on the pictures, I checked with the Live Golf Media tent this morning, and you know, they're estimating like 50,000 people a day are coming to watch this tournament. So it's been very well received in Australia. And plus, you've got Cam Smith, and he's playing well, and he's the Open champion, you know, the champion golfer of the year, British Open champion is what we Yanks call him over there. And so he's a hometown hero for the whole country, actually. So he's there, very well received. This is Greg Norman's stomping ground. And so the Australians, even though the Australian press this week was brutal on the Live Golf and Greg and this, that, and the other. But they do tabloids over there. Anytime that you leave the country, the papers, if there's anything controversial, you think our press is bad, you should see the tabloids in England and Australia and some other places in the world.
Yeah, they absolutely butcher you. Hey, one thing on CW Network, and then we're going to shift gears here with Eric. CW Network, you know, if I wake up at 10 o'clock at night and I've got the CW Network in the past, I think I'm getting cartoons. I mean, the programming's horrible, and I'd completely forgotten that that's where you could follow the LIV, and maybe I'll give it a shot tonight to fall asleep to, or it sounds a little exciting. Speaking of exciting, I'll tell you what's exciting. It's this next topic, I was intrigued when I talked to Jay Mulligan. This is a young man I just met this week, and he works for Beasley Media Group. And we're talking golf, and he said, "I've got a friend. This Eric Barnhart. They got a cool concept: Fairway Social Club." And right away, I was excited about it because head up the Hack Nation. Anything social on the fairways, we're all about. What's going on, young man?
For having me on.
Of course. I was intrigued, and I enjoyed the conversation yesterday. I understand today's a very special day in your family, at least the family that you married into. Let's do a shout-out to your father-in-law on his 80th birthday in his name. If he's a golfer or not, I want to get what his handicap is.
He is a golfer. Lynn Grossclose. His handicap is, I don't know what the official number is. I know it's short game centric. So around the green is his biggest handicap. And so we'll just say it's 20 after hitting it in the fairway, not losing too many golf balls, and then not being able to get up and down. But amazing, amazing man and accomplished attorney here in the Bradenton, St. Pete area. And, 80th birthday today, so. Super excited to celebrate.
The fact that he's still playing at 80 and kicking butt. He's one of my heroes. So let's talk about this concept that you've got and how you started it, when you started it, the Fairway Social Club.
Yeah, so my wife and I were born and raised in the Tampa area and ended up moving down to Bradenton about 6 years ago, and ended up meeting some really great people down here. Have a love for golf as well as myself. So a really, really great buddy of mine, David Parrott, and also Jay Mulligan, we started putting together guys' golf trips. Primarily David and I, and Jay would come on all these trips. We would just get together. We started off 10, 12, 15 guys. It grew to 20 guys. We'd go up to Orlando. We'd have two houses, two 10-bedroom houses set up. We do a Ryder Cup style, so one house versus the other house. The guys, on one team would have a team captain. They would have, matching shirts and hats and, all the things that you typically see in a member guest or a member. And we would compete, we just have so much fun. We ended up with hiring a chef to come and cook dinner for us and all eat, family dinner at one of the houses and talk about, the holes we won, the holes we lost, where we should have, beat somebody and it was just a really great time. And so we did that for about 4 years, and we would have guys that for whatever reason couldn't make it 1 year and they wanted to get in for the next year and they were on a waiting list. Hey man, it's the guys that were in last year get the first crack at coming back. And so everyone had a blast, and it was just a great time. So we said, hey, well, this is a lot of fun. What if we were able to open this up and actually have these events for a little bit larger group of guys and girls or whoever wants to come out? And you don't have to be a member of a country club. You can, be unincorporated, if you will, and come out and play in a team competition event as well as an individual competition event. So I came up with the Fairway Social Club over a couple bourbons. One of us said it's like a member or a member guest, an inner club competition, and a guy's golf trip. If they got together and had a baby, it would be the Fairway Social Club. So, we started it a couple years ago, and
you know where you had me when you said you'd have to be a country club member, because that's a good portion of our audience is the Hack Nation. Hacks love the game as much as the scratch golfers and the guys on the other end of this conversation up in Crescent Beach, Florida. And so you had me there. So you basically aren't. You're not blocking us out, the hacks of the world.
No, not at all. I grew up playing municipal course golf with my dad. Every Saturday we'd wake up and drive around and go play any public course that we could find in Tampa, Lakeland, North Tampa, down south. We'd play everywhere. So, we really wanted to have a group of people that allowed anyone who wasn't a member of a club or a member of a club could come and compete, have a great time, meet some great people, share the love of the game, and in a competitive spirit where, for me, I didn't grow up going on a lot of guys' golf trips until I was a little bit older in life. I'm in my 40, early 40s. And so, you know, that was always appealing to have a group of guys, and we would go to Pinehurst, or we would go to, Kiowa, or last event two events we had to go was Beau Rivage in Mississippi, and play some of the most amazing I've never heard of, you know, and have a great group of guys and girls out there to enjoy the camaraderie. So that's kind of where Fairway Social Club came from, and that's what we have coming up.
What if a broken down old dinosaur wanted to get involved? Is it like a fraternity? Is there some kind of a hell week or anything you have to go through to be a part of this group of golf loving partiers that get a pass from their wives?
That's right. Once you get the pass, you're 99% in. But there is Hell Week, and it's coming out to the event. We typically in a three day try to do a 3-round tournament and pack in as much golf as possible. So that Hell Week is a 3-day crucible where you're playing a lot of golf, enjoying company and spirits, and the next thing you know, you're walking away from that saying, I haven't played that much golf in 3 days or laughed that hard in a long time. So that's your Hell Week. You survive that, you can come to the next.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to, I want to go to hell. I've been told to go to hell a lot, but I certainly would take that Hell Week anytime. Let's shift gears again before we let you go. And I look forward to having you appear to Fergs on our 19th hole clubhouse studios. And
a little
planning. But let's talk about another thing you're involved in, and that is boomingbelts.com. What is this, and explain it to me.
So boomandbelts.com is a couple years ago, I was playing golf with the same group of guys. We were actually, prior to going to one of the guys' golf trips, one of my buddies had his phone, and he was texting somebody and then hit play on Spotify and stuck it in his back pocket and walked up to the green, and so we're putting. We always listen to music in the golf cart. And I said, where's that music coming from? He's like, oh, I was texting somebody. I hit play on my music. And man, that's awesome. You now have music on the green while you're putting. And he made the putt for birdie, obviously. I mean, he had his song on. That's all he needed. And so that'd be really cool to have, be able to wear our music out on the golf course. And one of the guys we're playing with played a little bit of baseball, Major League Baseball. So he said, if we could have our walk-up music to the tee box, that would be awesome. So that's kind of where the idea was born. So I started doing all this research and realized there was nothing out there in the wearable speaker space as for a Bluetooth belt buckle speaker. And so that's how Boomin' Belts is born. So I've spent the last couple years in product development. I was very fortunate to go through the entrepreneurship program out of USF. And they were number 4 in the country when I was going through there. And reached out to some entrepreneurs in the area. One of them was Kevin Harrington, one of the original sharks from Shark Tank. And so met him, we became friends. And so for the last 12, 13 years, he's been a very close friend of mine. And so when I came up with this idea, I said, okay, Kevin, we play golf, we have a great time. I have an idea that I can't get out of my brain. Please tell me it's a horrible idea. Please tell me not to bother with this. And I'll go about my business. And he said, no, actually, he asked me all the questions that I knew what he was going to ask. I answered them all. And he's like, you got a really great idea. So introduced me to some folks that he works very closely with that are experts in manufacturing, logistics, big box retail. And said, hey, work with Mike and Derek Locker and get your prototype, get your idea honed in, tightened up, get your patent, and let's sit down and talk about what it looks like to partner together. I'm very fortunate to have a shark from Shark Tank as a partner without being on the show, and Mike and Derek Locker as partners, and we're just trying to introduce people to an amazing wearable Bluetooth belt buckle speaker that is magnetic, so it attaches to your golf cart. It attaches to the belt that we've created, a buckle system. Got a customizable faceplate, which a lot of courses are like, hey, we want this for our member guest tournament. And then you can customize the faceplate to have the club logo on it or the charity that is involved with that event.
Or an On the Tee Florida logo on it.
Or an On the Tee Florida logo, absolutely. And so it's been awesome. We just launched the PGA Show in January. We have all of our inventory coming in at the end of May. So we'll be hopefully they're ready for the Father's Day gift guide. So Boomin' Belts, B-O-O-M-I-N, belts.com. And it's fun, man. You get to listen to music, and whether it's golf or walking, hiking, biking, I mean, it has applications outside of that.
My audience is definitely in, young man. I appreciate you taking time this Saturday. Let's put something together in the next few weeks in May to get you up here, and we'll kick around some ideas. And
awesome. Enjoy. Thank you guys so much for the time.
And Fairway Social Club, boomingbelts.com. Have a great weekend, Eric Barnhart.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Let's take a break. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Visit RadioSaintPete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSaintPete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSaintPete.com is where local music lives.
To the next hole, and on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back down the tee, Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We're across from Tropicana Field today, out in the back part of the clubhouse, and staring at the Trop. We're at 410. We will have the Amazing Rays. I got to come up with a catchy name. The Amazing Rays and the Chicago White Sox in game two of their three-game series with a 4-10 first pitch, and a memory for the late, great Dave Wills as well. Each and every Saturday we're here. In fact, we've got some cool things coming down the road with our Hack Nation party-type concept. We've got our golf comedian, Kerry McNally, and, of course, our great new personality, Patty the Cart Girl, Tom Gribben. All of us will collectively be attending an event near you, and our first event that we're going to just kind of tease it. It's the 27th annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament, benefiting the Children's Dream Fund. That is on the 29th, next Saturday, shotgun start, 1 o'clock. It's already sold off. It's at East Bay Golf Club. It's a great great cause. Help us make a child's dream come true. Last year, sent a child to young man, sent him to Alaska on a cruise, and this year they want to go to Disney World. So Gary Sermons is the man at the plan. So we'll have a lot of fun out there, and we'll get some live reports as we're on the air. And of course, we're brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, our good friends at Shrimpy's, John and the gang, each and every Saturday. And then we've got some breaking news on our relationship with Sea Dogs Brewery and Ice Pick Vodka coming up. John Rager, interesting concept from that young man. The Eric Barnhart, I like the music on the belt concept. You in or you out?
Hey, I'm all in on that. I can tell you that. I know Wild Bill and I, when we play golf, we love to play music. And I was looking at the Boomin' Belt website there, and it said that one size fits all the way up to 50 inches. And I was just thinking, I remember that, you know, Bill loves Jimmy Buffett. I mean, that's his walk-up music. That's his theme song. That is what he's all about when he plays music on the golf course. And so I'm looking at it, and I remember I had a college professor that back in the old days was, could not get Jimmy Buffett's name right. He would call him Jimmy Buffet, like they're going to eat, right? So I'm just thinking, what great marketing, because you can listen to Jimmy Buffet, because these belts go up to 50 inches, and plus, at 50 inches, you've got room to stuff some Ice Pick vodka and Sea Dog brew right between your belt and your belly button, and you still have room to spare.
Well, some do, some don't, but they could make it work. Let's bring into the conversation the special guest, the guy that we talk about each and every Saturday with his Wild Bill weather report from Northeast Florida, and brought his lovely bride alongside. Welcome to the live version of On the Tee Florida, my man. We got something in common. I didn't know you were a Midwesterner. Rager, you're outnumbered now. Two Midwesterners against a Floridian, brother.
Yep. Hey, you know, I just want to make a quick introduction to our listeners out there. Who is Wild Bill? If you read the John Rager report every week, we do golf, we do travel, we do lifestyle, we do a daily link that you can link to all of our social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and we put some interesting things up there that you normally wouldn't see. Well, this is something that's something you normally wouldn't see, somebody would not normally hear from. We have Dr. Stereau, who's known as Wild Bill, and he's the one that has been very gracious in letting us use his name to do a golf weather report. But we also have something that we'd like Wild Bill to talk about, and it's the BGA and how that came about. So, Wild Bill, the floor is yours. Hey, Deanna, thanks for coming along and being a good sport and putting up with this radio stuff. So, Wild Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself and the BGA.
Thanks, Coach. Good to hear from you. Deanna and I are down here at First Sports Bar and Grill with Mike also. We're having a good time. The Wild Bill weather report shows it looks a little cloudy outside, and we're about 81 degrees from what I hear that we're going to get up to today. It sounds like it might be a little about the same where you're at, John, up in Crescent Beach. In Gainesville, it's a little bit sunny, too, and that's where we started the BGA, which stands for the Beach or the Backyard Golf Association, and this all started during the pandemic with the coronavirus. We couldn't get out and play anywhere. And everything was shut down, so I decided to get 9-inch pots, plastic pots. I sunk 6 of them in the backyard, and we set up an 18-hole golf course so I could bring my kids out there and keep practicing. And we were actually the only live sports being broadcasted during the pandemic. We were streaming it every day live on Facebook. We actually had people following us, and I think there's some people actually betting on us, too.
Well, I can tell you, during the pandemic, we had nothing to do but sit around the house. And I can remember I would literally look forward to the daily BGA championship. You had a different name for it every time. Years ago, I had the opportunity to work with Grammy Award-winning songwriters out of Nashville, and we had cowboy golf. What we did was we set up a horse pasture, and it was very similar to what you've done with your backyard up there, you know, putting the big pots in there and putting the flag sticks in. Now, we didn't use putters, but you've got some good grass out there, and you use putters. But, you know, seriously, when I looked at the pandemic, and it was actually quite entertaining, and it's something that maybe you ought to take a look at down the road to maybe leading the way and becoming the commissioner of backyard golf and maybe spreading the joy of being able to go out there in your backyard and knock it around a little bit and have some fun.
Well,
We're going to have to go back to the Midwest where there's more homes that have big backyards, though.
Well, I'm sitting on 15 acres, believe it or not, and we can actually drive it about 350 yards. And then we have, like, the bamboo course, so you have to shoot through bamboo. And then we do have the what we call the armadillo hole, where we do have some extra holes out there. If you get stuck in it, it's like a bunker. You got to play it out of the hole.
Let me ask you this. Who's responsible for the speed of the greens? What's the stemp meter at?
Well, it could be bumpy. It could be, but there's no cow pies in the area like the cowboy golf. But maybe a couple squirrels here and there. We have had a fox run off a ball once, you know, believe it or not.
I've been on a nine hole, John Rager. I've been on a nine hole in Iowa, a little track that Kenny, my buddy's been on, Indian Hills, and I hit it probably one of the best drives of my life, which is nothing. And this dog from one of the homes comes running out, grabs my ball, advances it about 100 yards toward the green, and drops it. And I took it, and I said to the owner, send him out every time. I'm on number five. And this probably levels the playing field, so you might be able to beat Rager in your backyard golf.
I just might. That helps if you take a club to the ankle, though.
Hey, you know, one of the things we do on the show, we always like to have the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report, and I'll tell you where this came from. I'm sitting at my house one day, and I'm just watching television, you know, and a commercial pops up, and there's this local hamburger joint. And all of a sudden, there's this guy is dressed like Jim Cantore. Hey, and it's Bill Sereau. And he's dressed like Jim Cantore, and he's giving the weather report that it's raining cheeseburgers. And I'm like, what the heck is that?
They had a commercial that they were looking for a weatherman, and I superimposed my face on Jim Cantore and sent it into the guy that was making the commercial, and they hired me.
Is this a true story?
I swear to God.
You're the hamburger man?
The Wild Bill Weather Report hamburger man. It was rain and cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious,
man. He went from ham and egg and to hamburgers.
Well, we might have to come up north and have a live event, John Rager. We'll have to figure the logistics on this. But we are now being aired up there in Gainesville and Lake City, WGRO-AM at 1250 and WDSR-AM 1340. So we'll be in the region. We might as well bring them a light, you know. LIV went to Orlando.
There we go.
We're coming up to backyard golf. What do you think?
We'll have the BGA on the Tee Florida Invitational. How's that?
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, Mike, you know, we've had a lot of veterans on the show as far as, you know, talking about the veterans and the coffee and the ones about the warrior dogs and service dogs and, well, you name it, you know, Folds of Honor. We've had a lot of the veterans on the show, and Bill's a veteran. So, Bill, thank you for your service, and just tell us a quick little bit about yourself and your military background and where it led you in life.
Well, I started off in undergrad with chemistry and chemical engineering, and I ended up going to dental school. And then after dental school, I got commissioned in the Navy, and I went to a residency up at Bethesda Naval Hospital. And from there, I was assigned to the Marine unit out in 29 Palms, practiced mostly surgery in the area, ended up going from there to Mayport Naval Station, in which I was working at the second surgeon up there. And then I went into a head and neck maxillofacial residency up at Case Western at Metro Health Center Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's where I met my wife at an oral surgery meeting.
I was going to say, no offense, but the greatest thing that ever happened in Cleveland was you finding this beautiful woman.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I've been to Cleveland a dozen times. And it was only because of financial reasons to sell some computers. Not a huge fan. But anyway, I'm sure you got some
fun. Hey, one of the things we got coming up is the 20th annual Bob Tournament. Last year we did a live report for On the Tee Florida from it. And this benefits Stop Children's Cancer. And so last year's team, you know, you get to use string and mulligans and free throws and all kinds of stuff. And we came in with a score of 43. Which is like 29 under par, which is absolutely ridiculous and asinine for a scramble, and we still lost. But what we decided to do is we wanted to break up the team. So this year we have added Bill's lovely wife, Deanna, who's going to make her debut playing golf in the scramble on the team. And she's been working, she's been practicing, she's been at it, and we just can't wait to have her out there on the golf course. Now, we may not be able to come in with that ridiculous score of 43, you know, it's hard to duplicate something like that, but we'll be definitely having a good time and contending and benefit Stop Children's Cancer, and you know, we're so excited. In fact, we just got a prize donated from Hammock Beach, the ocean course, for a free foursome to play. So anyway, with that, we're looking to a great tournament. So let's go, Deanna.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm predicting she's going to drop some monster putts and shock the world. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, swim shad, paddle tails, crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections on the tee, Florida. And actually, we're pursed out back, and I've got Wild Bill Soros and his lovely bride, Deanna, with me, Mark John Rager, up on Crescent Beach each and every week, providing the knowledge and the balance in the show. But we are sitting on the back, which will become in the next 4 to 6 weeks, it will become a full swing golf simulator. So we're sitting right where the screen's going to be there, Bill, and pretty cool concept. It'll be indoors. We'll have windows there facing the trop, and then the primary one will be up here upstairs, and so we're looking forward to that and putting that plan together. Should be a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun,
and get a lot of interactive participation while we're on the air as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And I know John Rager is excited about it. We'll be talking to Ferg on Monday with our role in it. And let's do a little John Rager report. Brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka as we wrap up the show, my friend.
Hey, before we get into that, I just want to let everybody know that if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, that's our website, onthetfloridagolf.com. And one of the things we forgot to mention is that you can click and link to all of our sponsors from that website, but in particular, Yank and Crank. And we hopefully Bill can give us a quick minute or two on Yank and Crank.
I had a couple of the lids out here. I think one blew off.
Oh, we brought you some more.
Oh, we're getting swag. We're getting swagged. I love that.
Yeah. Some more hats for you today for Yank and Crank. It's yankandcrank.com. This was invented actually by my wife's brother. They were out fishing one day, and one guy caught a fish, and there he goes, "What do I do?" And Jeremy, the founder, said, "Well, just yank and crank." And that's how it started.
I love the simplicity because it basically tells you, what do you do when you catch? And I'm a non-fisherman, but I know when I'm watching people on the dock, they yank and they crank, and that's the success of it.
And we bought some shirts too today. I figured you'd look about a large.
We're getting all swagged up with yank and crank.
So there we go. We got an extreme spear fishing shirt.
You're the man.
We have an extreme sword fishing shirt.
Thank you, brother.
A couple different sizes for you as well, in case you want to pass them out to somebody else. But yank and crank. And also wanted to say that if you're interested in following the BGA, we do have a Facebook page called the Backyard Golf Association. Got our own logo and everything, and we're also looking for beer sponsors as well.
But not Bud Light.
Not Bud Light.
I don't understand that, Bill. Hey, John Rager, how did he get the name Wild Bill? I mean, this guy's got an accomplished background. He's got a beautiful bride, and you would think, you know, he'd have a reputation, impeccable, and a country club kind of cat with his bio, but he goes by Wild Bill.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you go to Wikipedia, you just won't see that kind of stuff. His nickname is totally organic, and it comes from just the first time you meet him to having a lot of fun on the golf course with him and listening to Jimmy Buffett and fishing. The man taught me how to fish, and of course, I don't catch much, so I guess he taught me well. And so Wild Bill is just an apt name for him, and He's fun. He's a joy to be around, but he loves the game of golf and does so much for his community. And I can tell you that's been a real treat to have him on the show today. And, you know, I'm kind of jealous now. I mean, he brought you shirts. I didn't know they had shirts. Oh my goodness. But anyway,
you may be the brains of this operation, but I'm the one that turns on the switch. So he knew how to get on the air.
There we go. But if you also go to the Yank and Crank, we also have a Facebook page for that also that shows a lot of our fishing and things that we've done, things that we've caught, and it even shows Coach Rieger on there catching a fish or two.
Well, Bill calls me. Bill calls me more of a fish pointer. Hey, Bill, while we have you here too, why don't you give a shout out to your daughter Ellie, because I know that she's involved with the program. I know you're very proud of her, and she's going to be a future PGA member one year. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about how she got involved with that and what she's doing?
Well, John was one of the initiating coaches for her. She started varsity golf in sixth grade and ended up loving the game of golf, and we ended up getting her enrolled into the PGA Golf Management Program down in Fort Myers, so she's in her second year now. Just got elected vice president for next year of the student organization, which is awesome. And we went out with my wife, her, and myself down to the Nest down in Fort Myers, and we golfed both their courses, practicing a scramble for my wife. And believe it or not, we shot one day, and this was no mulligans or anything. We got a par between the three of us for the whole course, and the other day we got one under par, believe it or not.
What kind of golf is that, no mulligan?
Well, a lot of these scrambles, they have mulligans, or they throw the balls.
No, if you golf with me, it's a mulligan every nine, man.
So my daughter's actually getting quite good. So
bravo.
And then we got three other golfers in the family, and maybe one other one's going to go. We'll see what happens.
Well, all in the family.
The family.
And you got John Rager to be their coach.
Yes, sir.
What else we got going on today, John, as we wind things down in the last 6 minutes?
Well, you know, as you're talking about mulligans, I remember I played in the charity golf tournament one year down in Tampa. It was at I think it was Crescent Country Club or something. It was over, I think, in the Newport Richey or Dunedin area. And, you know, I was just invited at the last minute. Didn't know anybody in my group. I show up. And then I was pleasantly surprised. There's this gentleman that owned a concrete company that was a member of ours back in the Bloomingdale Golfers Day. And he says, hey, I'm going to buy mulligans for the whole team. That's fine. Normally you go to a charity tournament, you get a mulligan or two or three, whatever it is. You know, it's just organized cheating. It raises money for the charity. Normally at these tournaments, they don't give out great prizes because it's just about raising some money and having a good time.
Wait, did you say organized cheating?
It's called organized cheating. That's what mulligans. Mulligan streams, free throws. You know, you just ring the cash. We call it a cash grab when you have a charity golf tournament. It benefits the charity, right? So, I'm on the first tee, and, you know, the guy says, hey, I bought some mulligans, fine. So, you know, we used, you know, I thought it was like two mulligans a person. We're like on the 12th hole, and, you know, we're out of mulligans. And he goes, oh, no, I bought 48 mulligans. And so we played those last six holes, and we used like 36 mulligans. Well, we get in, and I look at the scoreboard, and we won the tournament, okay? So I went into the club pro there, and I said, "Listen, we didn't win this tournament. You know, this guy bought like 48 mulligans, and I think you're only allowed like two a person." He goes, "Yeah," and I said, "So we did not win the tournament. You know, just put us to the side, right?" And you should have seen the look on this guy's face when he found out they didn't win the tournament when they announced the second place team as first place, and he just did not understand it. He just couldn't understand it at all. "I got 48 mulligans. We won the tournament. How dare they do that? That cost me $500 for all those mulligans."
Well, you're a man of honor. I like that, organized cheating. Well, I tell you what. I know I live on Sunset Beach, and I got to talk to Kenny and Sherry. Maybe we could set up at my beach bungalow. We got enough merch here for a little retail outlet. I could cut a deal with Katiki, and we could have Yank and Crank and send you a portion of the proceeds. We'll figure something out.
There we go.
Yank and Crank, Katiki, and we make a little dough.
John was suggesting that maybe our sponsor for the beer should be Sea Dog.
Sea Dog's Brewery. There you go.
There you go.
Skipyard Beer. My man, Fred Forsley and Charlie Breakiron out there on Blind Pass. Great spot. In fact, we've got some breaking news. Next month, we'll be doing some shows out there. Next time you guys come to town, we'll take you down Sea Dogs. Next time you come to town, there'll be four people in the vehicle.
All right.
There'll be Karen and John Rager.
There we go. We'll drag them down.
And bring them down, and we'll have a lot of fun. And we got the pirate ship. You better get some pictures of him out there by the pirate ship.
Yep.
Did you see it?
I brought my peg leg and everything.
All right, John, what else we got before we sign off here on the Tee Florida? We've had a lot of fun this morning.
Well, you know, if the John Rager Report, again, golf, travel, and lifestyle that you see posted every week on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And some weeks I get pretty froggy and I'll post something every day. And some other weeks it'll just be every other day, just depending on what's going on in the world. But if you look at today's post, now I didn't do this with her on the Tee Florida post, but I actually ended up putting it on my personal Facebook. But I went ahead and added the Sea Dog to our commemorating Earth Day. Today is Earth Day, but actually Earth Day for golf is something that golf superintendents and golf courses actually are very good stewards of the environment, and contrary to what all the lefty climate change people say. And I can tell you that, yeah, we're celebrating the climate. We're celebrating Earth Day. So if you go to the John Rager Report, you'll see Mike Rickard. He's in an astronaut suit on the moon hitting a putt. See. In fact, I think I texted y'all this, the Sea Dog who arrived on the moon to watch that putt go in the hole. But, hey, today's Earth Day. Reminder all of our listeners out there, go to OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com. That's our website. You get links to our sponsors like Sea Dog and Ferg's and Yank and Crank, and we have a good time with that. And we're looking forward to being back on the air next week. And, yes, I'm looking forward to maybe being able to announce what our unique and fun and wonderful thing we're going to do with these golf simulators at Ferg's. And hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be able to come out with a major announcement on that.
Sounds great, my friend. Appreciate everything you do for it. Today is Earth Day. Hug a tree. Yesterday, as John Rager said, was smoke a tree. 420 was yesterday, back to back. And it's been a lot of fun, Bill. Appreciate it. Deanna, thank you for coming and once again having to sit and watch him participate in golf. But now you're getting involved, which is great. Thanks for coming down, man.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, so from the Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio, there's a jam-packed weekend for golf, by the way. You've got the PGA, LPGA, LIV, and, of course, the Champions Tour. I'm Mike Rickard. For John Rager, Eric Barnhart, Wild Bill Soros, and his lovely bride, Joe Berdrow, Matt and Ed on the controls. I'm not sure who's up there. Thank you for listening down the Tee, Florida today. Stay tuned to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. And remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.